Okay, Boris, 2-1 win in the end, and that's 5 on the trot. How do you feel after that?
We've got to be happy. I think Poulton, possibly first half, deserves something from game. I got into him at half time. I thought our midfield was dreadful. Lost every second ball, lost every first ball. Wasn't good enough. But in fairness, they bucked their ideas up, the three of them in there. We tucked Grosey in a little bit because he was drifting wide from where he was. So, you know, it's a win. It's an ugly win, and that is going to happen over a season. We could have had three or four more chances that we could have taken a goal to make it 3-1 a bit more comfortable. But teams are going to come here, and all the local teams, I think a lot of their players might want to be at Mangersfield, you know, living in Bristol. And, you know, all credit to them, they kept going, and I thought they were decent on the day, to be fair.
Did you feel like the weather played a bit of a part today?
Nope. I just don't think the desire was there from the midfield. They were in cruise control, and I gave them that warning before the game that, you know, we've got a lot of local derbies this month and or local teams, and you know, they weren't at it. And second half, they were better, and we improved, and we got the goal. But, yeah, you know, that is football sometimes. You know, Man United used to win 1-0. Arsenal used to win 1-0 all the time. There's going to be close games, and the good thing about us this season is they're falling for us at the minute.
Lewis Powell's got 10-10 in the league now. Is it going to give you a headache when George Lloyd comes back from injury?
Well, George isn't back till January, so I'll worry about that when he's back. But, you know, the idea was that those two could play together. I can play George behind the front two. You know, I can play him out wide if I want to. You know, we'll worry about that when that happens. But, you know, Kerry Morgan's knocking on the door. I thought he'd come on and done well again. Barfi come on and look lively, so there is competition places. But Liam's, you know, got stitches in his head, and he's created 2 goals today. So, you know, we're in a good place at the minute. We know we can do better. But the main thing was, you know, we'll play better and probably draw a game this season. And we'll look back at this game and the Barnstable game where I did think we did play well. And, you know, where we could have dropped points, but we haven't. And that's pleasing.
On the subject of Liam Minnelli, he's been a warrior this week, hasn't he? Do you praise his work rate?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And, you know, he's not scoring at the minute. He knows that. And he just needs one to fall off his backside or whatever. But he's working his socks off. And, you know, there was, you know, Kerry came on and made the difference the other day. But Liam's doing well. And, you know, we're carrying on with that in a minute and see where that takes us. Tactically, I might change it next week. Tactically, I might not. We'll have to wait and see what the week holds and make sure the lads get through 2 training sessions.
Despite Hereford playing in the cup today, you're now only a single point off top. Is it too early to be asking if you're going to be challenging for that first position, or are you taking it a step by game?
It's step by step, and, you know, I want to see where we are after a third of the season, and that's 14 games. And, you know, if we can have 3 more wins, that's being greedy, 3 more wins in the next 4, that would be fantastic. But, you know, that would put us in a... Let's see how many points we got after 14 games. I remember being at Rushden and Diamonds. We won 7, the first 7, drew the next one, had 8, 22 points from 8, and by 14 games didn't hit 30, which you would have thought he'd done. So nothing's for granted, and let's take every game as it comes. And, you know, we have the next league games are tough and at Larkhill away. You know, they've had a decent result today here. So, you know, that'll be tough, and they'll definitely be out to beat us with our current form.
Boris, thank you very much. Cheers. Cheers. Well done.
Cheers, sir.
Cheers. Thank you.